relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news. Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
This is serious business. We can't have somebody. That's a mistake. That's not a mistake. That's a serious error. When he says he's running for the U.S. Senate, that's a serious error. When he says, I'm going to beat Joe Biden, which got very little coverage. That's not like an error. Gee, it's a slip up. That's a serious error. So when you just told me that, I hadn't heard that. That just happened, I guess.
Yes, it did.
That's a serious error. That's not a permissible type of error, because there's something going on. And we can't take that. You know, it's wonderful to say, gee, I feel sorry, or it's too bad, because I do. Except we're talking about the presidency of the United States, and it's just not acceptable.
It's just not acceptable. I don't think, did he mention there the fact that Biden said 120 million people have died as a result of the coronavirus? May have been a slip-up, but it's so interesting if you watch that event Biden had. Sorry, I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. As soon as he made that mistake, 120 million, which is more than, you know, a third of the population, the video feed to Joe Biden's event just went black. Why is that? I have to keep you up to date. So much news. We'll get to your calls. We have several guests coming on this hour, but just a slew of things that are happening that probably aren't getting front page billing in the legacy media. Consumer spending in the United States is up 8.2% in May, partially erasing the record plunge because of the coronavirus. That's from today's report from the Commerce Department. Guys, we're getting back to business. God bless all of you who held the line during the coronavirus and all of you who are finally able to get back to business. The president announced in his Rose Garden press conference with the Polish president Andrzej Duda that hundreds of protesters are being investigated as we speak by the FBI. And if they are found guilty in a court of law, they face 10 years of prison. God bless those people, those FBI agents who are doing the job that others didn't think was so important for many, many years. And then another one from our colleagues at townhall.com, part of the Salem Empire. Big win for the Republican Party, very insignificant for the upcoming elections in 130 days. This is a lawsuit in Florida. The Democrats were trying to abolish a state law in Florida to allow ballots to be counted after Election Day. You know, it could happen then, don't you? And to prohibit the state's ban on harvesting. Guess what? A Clinton-appointed judge has given the Republicans a seminal victory. The ruling is Nielsen versus DeSantis. You know who that is. Judge Robert Hinkle noted, quote, "The plaintiffs have not shown likely success on the merits of their case." He explained why it's imperative for the state law to remain intact. Quote, "This eliminates the problem of missing, unclear, or even altered postmarks, eliminates delay that can have adverse consequences, and eliminates the remote possibility that in an extremely close election, you know, Florida has had some very close elections. Who said hanging chads? A person who did not vote on or before election day can just fill out a ballot and submit one later, said the judge. Not happening in Florida. We need that everywhere. And what should I do next? Let's do this one. Mitch McConnell, give him credit where credit is due. The United States Senate has just confirmed President Donald Trump's 200th judicial appointee. In this case, to the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Judge Corey Wilson, a conservative judge who currently serves on the Mississippi Court of Appeals. Quote, this is from Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Following number 200, when we depart this chamber, there will not be a single circuit court vacancy anywhere in the nation for the first time since at least 40 years. It is a victory for the rule of law and for the Constitution itself. Wow. Keeping promises he didn't even made. He didn't even make. Did he make that promise? I don't remember that promise. More judges than anybody since Carter. So glad Obama was so lazy. He just didn't get round to it. Bully for the president. And then lastly, just a fascinating thing. Pew Research, not that, you know, neutral. But they've been doing some research about the protesters. Fascinating. Black Lives Matter protests. Only 17% of the people protesting for Black Lives Matter are in fact black. 17%. Oh, and of everybody at a Black Lives Matter protest, 4 out of 5 are Democrats. I thought that the violence on the streets was crazy right-wing white supremacists. I guess it's Democrat voters. We will be joined by Jovita Carranza, who is the administrator for the Small Business Administration, Getting America Back to Work momentarily. But let's go to your calls. Let's go to Don in Los Angeles. Line 2. Don, welcome to America First.
Oh, Dr. G, great to be on with you.
Man, you make my Friday. That voice just does it. Can you be like my alarm clock? Can you record like a voice for my alarm clock?
Yes, Dr. Gorka, it is time to arise and fight for freedom.
That's it. Print that one. Print that copy, Shad. What brings you to our shores today?
Well, first of all, just to get energized, I love listening to you and all our faithful fellow callers, my fellow Americans. We're the real tough guys, Dr. G, not these thugs and punks that are burning
punks.
Down.
Punks! That's it. They are punks and snowflakes. You nailed it.
And you know what's frightening is they say, you know, Dr. G, it's amazing, they say they're against slavery and against racism, but now they want to tear down the memorial of the man who freed the slaves. They want to tear down the statue of U.S. Grant that fought, that crushed the Confederacy. You know, I think the jig is up. People know what their agenda is, and it's not legitimate. You know, these guys don't want to solve problems. They have literally said they want to burn everything down. Their leaders brag that they're trained Marxist organizers, trained radicals. Literally said, we're well-versed
yes.
in the theory. Oh, yeah, we're well-versed in the theory. Not the Constitution, not justice, not the rule of law, no. In the you know, Das Kapital, maybe, you know. But, you know, it's very frightening, Dr. G, but it just reminds me of...
Don, with a voice like that, that reaches into the bowels of the ether, there's no way you're frightened of anything, Don.
No way, Dr. G.
Come on.
I keep oiling up my guns, and I keep my blades well sharpened.
Buy more ammo, always. A man can never have enough ammunition done.
Amen, Dr. G. And just, you know, keep your powder dry and your musket well cleaned, and I know you do.
I do indeed. God bless you, Don. Thank you for your call. Let's go to another friend from Don to Ray in Livermore, a man who knows how to handle his weapon. Line 1.
Dr. G., Don's voice was rattling the windows on my van like a boombox from the car next to me, playing the boom boom music.
It's like Dune, right? It's like the yeah. Wirding module. He doesn't need the module. His voice is a weapon.
Yeah, I want to record a line too.
Go ahead,
Dr. G. Dr. G, clear-cutting leftist dogma. Dr. G, strip-mining the arguments of the left.
I like
Dr.
that.
G, waterboarding the beliefs of the leftists in D.C.
Did you just make those up on the spur of the moment,
yes,
Ray?
I did. I just sprung those while I was waiting on hold. Yes, I did, sir.
Fabulous.
I have two comments and then an Ask Dr. G.
All right, you've got to be super quick. We've got a minute and a half to the heartbreak. Let's go.
I can do it. Okay, Rob Reiner, you mentioned him earlier. Archie Bunker got it right. His name is Meathead. Just like Fredo Cuomo, Rob Reiner, you will always be Meathead. A fellow called in the first hour and talking about Victor Davis Hanson's columns being dropped from the Mercury News.
Yes.
I know his important point is the silencing of conservative voices. That really is the important part of that. But you can go to his website. You can subscribe. And
yes,
all of his columns will arrive in your email box. You will never miss a Dr. Hanson column
that
again.
That is incredibly important. Yes, you can get all of his stuff. And don't forget, he writes his seminal piece every Monday at American Greatness and Greatness.com. Last point, Ray. Hit me.
All right. Monuments. You said good people need to get out there and form a ring.
Yes.
Are you afraid that we're going to get another Charleston moment, meaning look at what happened to Andy Ngo?
Yeah.
Look how the fake media complex is sympathetic to what the left is doing.
What happened in Charleston? That person had a history of mental issues. That girl shouldn't have died, but we have to be incredibly careful. They will exploit anytime they see good Americans. They'll get that bike lock and they'll try and cold cock you from behind. We have to be ready to protect ourselves and our heritage. God bless you, Ray and Don. Back with none other than Jovita Carranza here on America First.
We have arrested, I think almost, but it could be over the number, hundreds of people. We have arrested a lot of people for what they've done. They've created bedlam. They've destroyed very important things. I mean, you're also talking about statues of George Washington, Abraham Lincoln. They'd like to get Jesus. You know that, right? They said, we want to get Jesus.
Yeah, Sean King, the radical.
These have nothing to do with any particular event other than they're troublemakers or agitators, and they're anarchists. The big thing they want is they want to really destabilize our country, and we don't let them. So I said to my people, if you've arrested so many, how come we don't know about it? They said, we don't talk about it, so we do it. But I said, I think the public should know it. And, you know, we have a Statues Act, a Monument Act, which puts you in jail for 10 years if you do what they've done. So we've got that. We've got all the tapes, because the nice part is it's all on television. Like the character on the horse the other day, he's up there putting on the ropes. He's in trouble.
That's a nice thing, I guess, about all those cell phones. The evidence abounds. And the president, my old boss, is getting very, very serious. The anarchists are being targeted by the FBI. 10 years in prison. Let's see it happen. We have two guests left today. And one is a returning guest. We loved her the last time, so did you. She is the 26th administrator of the United States Small Business Administration, Jovita Carranza. Welcome back to America First.
Thank you so much, Sebastian. It's really a pleasure to be on your show. Thank you again for your invitation.
Now, we want to see behind the curtain, please, Administrator Carranza. Our friend Selena Zito wrote a fascinating piece about you and the SBA. Tell us, explain to those out there who aren't small business owners, maybe work for a small business, and want America to get back to work, hearing great news about the consumer index, about the jobs being created. How is it? There's a phrase in this interview that you are reaching every nook and cranny of the country. How is it? What is it you do? Explain the SBA and what your role is in this post-corona economic environment.
Well, thank you, Sebastian, for that question, because as you know, this president put the small business front and center, the small business economy. And as a result of that, we were tasked at the Small Business Administration to provide, in an accelerated rate, access to capital. I never thought we would have over a half a billion dollars to distribute, but through the partnerships with the lending community, which is a total of about 5,500. When we last spoke, Sebastian, I think we were just working on about 3,400, but now we have 5,500 lenders, $500 billion out in the market. And there's one thing about providing access to capital, but then and technical assistance, but then there's the other point of, okay, so how is it being optimized? Did we meet the two-prong approach or objectives that we had, which was sustain small businesses, that's what PPP was all about, and retain your employees? What I've learned, Sebastian, and this is a really moving experience, because when I visit not only the small businesses, but the chambers in the same room, along with the lenders who provided the PPPs for the small businesses, and the faith-based community, who also were recipients of PPP, and they tell their stories about not only bringing their employees back, but actually hiring a couple more.
Wow.
And how these funds served as a lifeline, and in some cases their eyes are tearing. And they, you know, I feel like, oh my God, if the president could only visit with all of these and be enriched the way I have been, because now you see the funds really working. Sebastian, this is more than just a loan number or a brick and mortar small business. When I'm in that room with about maybe 25 to 30 people, and I've done that in four different states, and I'm on my way out again next week, you can feel the energy, the pent-up enthusiasm to get back to work. And so these stories are real. I do the photo op with them. I eat lunch with them because, you know, the restaurants were the hardest hit.
Right.
And so I want to experience how they're providing social distancing. Are they wearing the masks? Are they following the CDC? What kind of adjustments they have to make? You just have to be there, Sebastian, to get a feel for people are really transitioning back, and they're excited about it, and the money did serve them well.
Follow her right now, SBA Jovita, Jovita Carranza, 26th Administrator of the Small Business Administration. I have to ask you, it's I love hearing these stories, that you're not some political appointee sitting in your fancy office in the swamp, but you're getting out there. You are meeting with the people that we have to help the most. Will you give us a sense of what the morale is like amongst these small business owners? What are you experiencing when you go out to these various states?
I'll give you two stories very quickly. The faith base. When I speak to the senior pastors of these mega churches in North Carolina and Dallas, they will tell you, we have never in the 37-year history have ever thought of accepting federal support. And when this PPP came out, we said, no, the good Lord will provide, Sebastian. That's what they believe, and so do I. But then they realized they couldn't keep their staff on board, and so they realized that the PPP was a forgiveness loan, and it was there to sustain their services to the community. As you know, that's a faith-based story. With regards to the small business, every governor relies on the economy of the small business community. They represent either 95% of the businesses in any state. They also represent half of the workforce, anywhere from 42 to 49% of the workforce in every state. And so they know they're valued at this point, Sebastian, because this president provided liquidity to their small businesses. He's put them front and center. So, Sebastian, they're excited. They feel like they count and that they've had a lot of visibility and support. So, Sebastian, I don't have words to tell you how appreciative they are, how their accountants, their attorneys, and whoever else joins us for lunch are happy that we've provided them a lifeline. So the enthusiasm is, you know, I don't have words to describe.
It is heartwarming to hear a senior member of federal government use terms such as faith-based. God bless you. Follow this woman on Twitter right now, SBA Jovita. Find out more about how this man, his team, Jovita, everybody else is helping America get back on track. SBA.gov. God bless you. This is America First with me, Sebastian Gorka. Most people are completely oblivious to the history of the Democratic Party and its involvement in racism. Hear the true story in the new movie Uncle Tom by my friend Larry Elder. It includes incredible interviews with Candace Owens, Herman Cain, Brandon Tatum, and so many more. Hear their stories of how their life changed when they finally figured out the truth. Go to UncleTom.com and enter discount code G-O-R-K-A to receive 20% off the price of online rental or the cost of the DVD. I've seen this movie. It's truly life-changing. UncleTom.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Back with the Seattle weapon snatcher, John Carrucci. The Trump campaign has a special offer just for you. President Trump wants to meet you. This will be the first opportunity he's had to meet with American patriots like you since our country started reopening. His team will cover the flight, hotel, and give you VIP access for yourself and a guest. He'll even take a picture with you. All you have to do is text VIP to 88022 today for your chance to meet President Trump. Again, that's VIP to 88022 to enter to win this contest and to join President Trump in the fight to keep America great for four more years. Paid for by Donald J. Trump for President, Inc.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
Welcome back, dear friends. Thank you so much to all of you listening across the nation, millions of you. We just got our figures for our listenership in California. Wow. I don't even know if I can mention the figures, but you did good, my friends. You did good. And thank you so much too, for supporting all of our advertisers, all of our companies that endorse products here, including our buddy, Mike Lindell, Mr. My Pillow. You've seen him. He's hiding in your bathroom cabinet. He's the inventor of a pillow that he sold 45 million of. They're that good. If you want to have a good night's rest, you've got to try it. I use it. The president uses it. You'll get up to 50% off his incredible product at mypillow.com if you use my name. You can call them 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. Mypillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A for those massive, massive discounts. Now, some people take a long time to become celebrities. Others are thrust into the limelight in the wink of an eye. Our special guest today is one of the latter. His name is John Carrucci. He was seen in a viral video from Seattle when a patrol car was broken into by the rioters. An AR-15 was taken. I don't know, might have been an automatic M4. And this man just appeared out of nowhere, disarmed that rioter, and the rest is history. And we have him on the line. John Carrucci, welcome to America First.
Good day. How you guys doing?
Very well, very well. And excited to have established contact with you. Saw you on a great interview with our buddy, Garand Thumb, on YouTube. First things first, let's talk about who you are. Because when that video went viral, this individual goes in there and just does what has to be done. The internet was awash. Who is this man? Is he an undercover cop? Some people said he's special forces, but the truth is, well, let's ask you, John Carrucci, who are you and what were you doing there on the mean streets of a violent Seattle?
Well, you know, who I am, I was a Marine infantryman, and I did some private security and a lot of firearms instruction, both in the private sector and in the military. And my job being there is I was working as a security for a news crew, and that's the entire reason why I was there that day, is to blend in and keep my news crew safe. It just happens that there was another news crew who caught my actions and trying to do my job. So now here I am on your show. It's been wild. this whole ride has been completely wild. So
tell us, because I didn't know. I saw the first video that went viral, but I didn't know until I watched Garen Thumb's video that that wasn't the only thing you did that day, and that was the second weapon that you retrieved from rioters who had broken into a patrol car. So tell us everything that happened prior to that and then the second incident.
All right, so we're on the corner of the street watching, and I'm holding security for my team, and I see these police vehicles that are being destroyed, and the first thing I thought when I saw them was, hey, you know, there's probably AR-15 patrol rifles in there, which there should, you know, there honestly should be. The police do need them. They have more than enough cars to have them. So I told myself I need to keep an eye on this situation because this could turn bad very fast. So it did, you know. Gun comes out of the front passenger side, and I yelled gun, put my team immediately in a safe position and told them not to move. That guy fired several rounds into those vehicles and then went into a doorway and took cover. At that time, when he was firing, I was already moving on him with my drawing my weapon and coming up at him.
But you had a handgun. All you had was a handgun. And in the first incident that most people haven't seen, the person, the rider who took the weapon, was actually firing rounds off from that rifle, from that carbine, correct?
Yep, absolutely.
And who were they firing at? Was anybody hurt?
No, the second that rifle came out, someone was yelling, clear the block, and everyone kind of saw that this guy had a rifle, and he fired into the vehicle. But he fired in the vehicle, everyone had split and went different ways down the street, so there's no one there.
Was that another radio car, so that rider was firing into another police vehicle?
There were three police vehicles staged there. If you look in the video, they were staged as fallback positions in case the police needed to get out and get there. They were not abandoned. They were not overrun. Nothing like that. They were strategically placed fallback positions. However, the police officers of those vehicles, they could not get back to those vehicles without loss of life, either on their side or the civilian side. So they chose, you know, not to make that ultimate sacrifice for either one.
He's a Marine. He's John Karugi, firearms instructor. We're calling him the Seattle Weapon Snatcher. He's going to continue telling us about what went through his mind in that incredible video that now is viral. We'll post it up on our YouTube, on our Twitter, and our Facebook pages right now. Stay on the line. Don't touch that dial. We'll be back with John Karugi after these messages. America First, broadcasting live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. If you are in pain, if nothing else has worked, please try this product. It's drug-free. It's natural. I've been taking it for a year and a half. Tens of thousands of Americans are getting relief. That incredible email to my colleague, Mike Gallagher, veteran, wounded, recovering, taking a fistful of regular painkillers until he found Relief Factor, and he just takes one little Relief Factor packet in the morning and the evening, and no more. None of those synthetic painkillers. That's how amazing it is. Try it for yourself. See if it'll work for you. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That is less than a dollar a day. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening, as do I. And you will know, that's my guarantee, Dr. G's guarantee, you will know at the end of 3 weeks if Relief Factor works for you like it works for me and so many others. ReliefFactor.com. This is America First.
Sense out of today's nonsense. Here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Someone's identity is stolen every 2 seconds. Good thing there's LifeLock. Thank you to our sponsors, especially to LifeLock. If you want to have somebody watching your six, check out LifeLock.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump, and we are talking to... It's Friday, which means it's Second Amendment Friday here on America First, and we're talking to John Karugi, former Marine firearms instructor, the man behind a brand-new company called Bang Bags. You were the individual in that video in Seattle who disarmed rioters, who had captured, who had looted, loaded AR-15s from patrol cars. When you watch that video, talk us through that moment. It looks you look like RoboCop. You're not sitting there analyzing. You just see a threat and you moved and you acted. I'm sure you used your voice and then you just reached out, took that weapon. How much of what you did on that video, which is truly impressive, was just a function of muscle memory and the training you got at Quantico and elsewhere?
Everything. Honestly, everything. All it is in that moment, that training that kicks in, that overrides, it's now being applied, especially in those two situations that day. They're being applied in a different kind of way that blends in with firearms instruction. When you have a unsafe shooter or someone who doesn't know what they're doing or something's up with the weapon, you got to get that weapon from them so you can take control and, render it safe. So those two experiences of different types of training kind of come together, and that's the product of what I got that day.
In the second video, it's hard to tell because of the noise and the general chaos, but there's a moment as you just close the distance with the target, as you close that last few feet, where the individual just kind of freezes and doesn't react. They've stolen the weapon, but they kind of surrender to your actions. Was that what was the timing there? Was that a function of a voice command, or was it you just reaching out and grabbing that gun? Can you remember, John?
Oh, I can remember what very well. It was my voice and the speed and violence of action in which I was coming at him. If you listen to that video, I was projecting very loudly, drop the weapon, drop the weapon, drop the weapon. So I could have, if I didn't say that, I could have been on him before, he even realized I was there. But I needed him to, freeze and listen to my command. He didn't listen to the command, but luckily he took his hand off a grip and where the safety and trigger were. So that right there said, he no longer has fire control of that weapon. And because of the violence of action and verbal aggression I put towards his way in that situation, that rendered him condition black.
Well, he's John Karugi. He saved lives that day in Seattle. You can follow him _shooter_Rugi on Instagram. That's RUGHI. That's _shooter_Rugi, RUGHI. That performance was a credit to your sergeants, your drill sergeants, the cadre of the Marine Corps. You are now a firearms instructor. You're the man behind Bang Bags. Talk to us. We have seen an absolute explosion in the purchase of private weapons in the last few months, especially as coronavirus hit the riots and the insanity we're seeing on the streets. What is your message as a professional, as an operator, as a person who has the skills to those millions of Americans who've never shot before and now went to the gun store in the last few weeks, purchased that Glock, purchased that AR, have no idea how to rack tap and do any kind of drills? What's your message to them, John Karugi?
Train. Train. Everything you do, regardless of what it is, you need to do it with training. You go to learn how to drive. You go to school for it. Driving a vehicle is just as deadly a weapon, if not more so, than a firearm. So if you don't train with it, don't know how to use it, there's really no purpose to have it. And I do think that it's a great thing that the firearm sales have gone up. Unfortunate that is because of the situation in the country and the world. But it also goes to show in a political way how self-interest will override a lot of things.
Yeah. And do you have any advice for when people are looking for a trainer or a school? What should they be looking for?
They need to look for – that's a very loaded question. They need to look for the – if they don't know what they're doing, absolute basics, from cleaning to safe storage to weapons handling, not just how do you shoot. And they also need to look for something that incorporates mindset and situational awareness. It's firearms is to own one is a lifestyle. It's not just it's not just a basketball that you can know how to throw at a hoop. It's something you need to know in an encompassing way.
Yeah, it's not just a technical exercise in repeating drills. It's also, you know, the mental aptitude, the will to understand you are carrying a lethal weapon and you're not going to carry it if you're not prepared to use it under the right circumstances. This is John Karugi on Instagram, _shooter_Rugi, R-U-G-H-I. In the last minute we have with you, John, tell us a little bit about your latest venture.
My latest venture, Bang Bags. I literally just got my license yesterday. It is now a business. I will be selling rear bags for the precision rifle world, whether it be the tactical environment, to the competition, to the backcountry hunter. And it's, in my view, and quite a few other more experienced people's view, a lot better than what's already out there. So
Are these just for carrying precision weapons, or do they roll out into shooting platforms and mats? What's the design you're going after?
The rear bag is for minute adjustments in elevation when you're down in a position.
Oh, the rear stop bag. Yes, right. Excellent. All right. And you said you just got your license, and it's going to be bangbags.com. Is that the right address?
Yeah, it will. It'll be bangs-bags. Someone has Bang Bags, and we can't get a hold of them, so I can buy it. So got to deal with the hyphen.
Bang-bags. He's not just a Marine. He's not just a dedicated operator keeping people alive on the streets of America. He's an entrepreneur. That's the American story. God bless you. Semper Fi, my friend. Keep doing what you do. Best of luck to bang-bags.com. This is America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We are broadcasting from just outside the insalubrious swamp that is Washington, D.C. And I need to ask you a question. You have a cell phone, right? If you have a cell phone, who's your carrier? If it's one of the big guys, guess what? Every time you pay your bill at the end of the month, they take a portion of it and they spend it on things that you hate. Whether it's curtailing your Second Amendment, whether it's Planned Parenthood, whether it's Democrat candidates or open borders organizations, that's what the big companies do. Don't let them use your money. Go with the only Christian conservative cell phone company. It's PatriotMobile.com. We love these guys. They've got a brand new deal. It ends July 11th. It's called Let Freedom Ring. The best offers out there. Unlimited talk and text. Go to PatriotMobile.com/GORKA. Promo code FREEDOM. Or you can call their U.S.-based team 972-PATRIOT. How easy is that? 972-PATRIOT. PatriotMobile.com/GORKA, promo code FREEDOM. And this is the only company that every month donates a portion of your bill to conservative causes like Second Amendment, pro-life, or securing the border. Support these guys. PatriotMobile.com.
Of America First are brought to you in part by Uncle Tom, the movie.
Hey, Shad, have I ever asked the listeners to identify that music? Don't say what it is.
I wasn't going to say what it is.
Have I?
You have not.
Okay, first person to text me what that music is gets all of my books signed and dedicated. You've got to text the PatriotMobile.com line. 703-869-1262, 703-869-1262. And if you get it right, I'm going to be impressed. Okay, so a lot of people texting me. We had that discussion with John, Mr. Weapon Snatcher from Seattle, former Marine firearms instructor. We had that discussion about training. Let's answer the other question that you guys have been texting, DMing me about for weeks now. I need a gun. What do I buy? Okay. Same answer to everybody. I don't care if you're 80 years old and 105 pounds. I don't care if you're a linebacker. Same answer for all of you, okay? Bog standard service revolver from the 1980s. Smith & Wesson, 6-shot, 38 special caliber. I'll say it one more time. Smith & Wesson, 6-shot, 38 special, 4-inch barrel. Okay, preferably the bull barrel, the fat one that gives stability. Okay? It's super simple. The manual of arms is incredibly, incredibly simple. And if you can shoot that well, you are well on your way. If you also get a 22 rifle, okay, any decent 22 bolt action or a semi-automatic like a Ruger 10/22, you will learn the principles of rifle marksmanship as well with a 22. Everybody should start on a 22. The principles of accurate shooting start with the smallest caliber out there. So, 38 Special, you can look up model number 10, is the classic model. It's a soft shooting caliber. Don't go with a semi-automatic. It's a complicated manual of arms. The magazine, the slide release, the tap rack, and all of that business. You can graduate to that. Get the basics down. It's like riding a bicycle. Get the basics down. And as John said, practice, 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 and training. Practice, 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 and training. If you get a 38 revolver, if you get a 22 caliber rifle, and you fire 1,000 rounds each on a range over the period of a month, guess what? You will be well on your way to proficiency. That's my recommendation. Oh, and by the way, you know where to get it, right? Gunbroker.com. Do it right now. And as we do every Friday, let's close with the words of my old boss.
And to those who would try to impose socialism on the United States, we again deliver a very simple message. America will never be a socialist country.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and the battle for 1600.